It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal every single week. On the show with us this week, we've got Taproot guitarist, vocalist Stephen Richards. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
So happy to have you on the show. Taproot are going to be, they're back. You guys are releasing the 7th studio album, Scissors, on September 29th. Also, there's a best of B-sides out as well. By the way, great name. I'm surprised that nobody has done that. Best of B-sides.
Besides, yeah.
I'm an East Coaster, so like puns and play on words is makes me laugh. I love it.
Very good. Well, thank you. That was one of my many dumb ideas, but I like it.
Well, so let's talk about Scissors. It started as a Taproot album, was repurposed as a solo album, then reverted back to the band. How does context change these songs?
Honestly, most of the record I wrote to be, like you said, the next Taproot record a long time ago before we kind of took our hiatus. So, contextually, not much has changed. A few of the songs that I did write for this record were more around personal things, you know, like, with my mother's passing and stuff, which is why I ended up kind of rekindling the recording of this process. And I was just going to do it. Well, I did do it all on my own. I did all the performance and stuff and tracking, which is why it's probably going to sound pretty poopy once it's mastered. but the guys, Phil especially, was, you know, it was written for Taproot. He already knew the songs for the last decade, and he thought that was kind of not really fair to the name Taproot to kind of just, you know, let it kind of slip out of my butt as a little solo small thing to my 2000 Instagram fans. So he got behind it and wanted it to be a full Taproot release, and then, you know, started getting some shows and brought on Tom, you know, on board to help manage some stuff. So it's a halfway go. We're doing the Weekend Warrior thing to promote it.
Taproot frontman Stephen Richards with us on the show. Their 7th studio record, Scissors, comes out September 29th. Here's a tune from it, VIP. It's Full Metal Jackie. Stephen Richards of Taproot on the show with us this week, talking about their 7th studio album, Scissors, which is coming out September 29th. And most of Scissors was written 10 years ago. What challenges have you faced since that delayed its release?
Well, honestly, the ironic thing is when I wrote the most of the record, like you said, 10 years ago, there was a lot of bands that were on their own hiatuses. So obviously there's a certain style of writing that I've always incorporated into the Taproot sound, which a lot of people don't realize is a lot of the guitar riffs are my doing. But during that time period, there were bands like Tool, System of a Down, Deftones, all Slipknot, all those types of bands were kind of not doing much at that point in time. So I thought it would be kind of cool to write similar types of, you know, missing things to try to appeal to their fans. But then, of course, you know, full circle, they've all been doing stuff since. So this is just kind of, this is where I'm picking up where I left off.
Stephen Richards of Taproot with us. Coming up, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed is going to be checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We've got music from Within Temptation. Going to check out a new track from those guys. And music from Motorhead. More with Stephen Richards. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Stephen Richards of Taproot is my guest on the show this week. And Stephen, the landscape of heavy music has changed since Taproot was last in full force. What makes the band and this new record relatable to current audiences?
Honestly, I'm not exactly sure how relevant it would be, except for the people that get a chance to hear it and like our normal fan base that kind of, you know, grab to my lyrics. I think the heavy riffs and all that stuff are still there. By no means do I consider the material completely commercial. There is one song that I expect to be, you know, very, very important, and it's just ironic that I think everyone in the world will relate to. The song is literally, the lyrics are about not knowing the lyrics to your favorite song, but still you sing along. So that's my go-to song on this one. There's heavier stuff, but as far as relevance, I'm kind of out of the game. I'm, you know, personally, I haven't listened to music aside from my own stuff for a couple of years. I've been working on this for 6 years because I can only do it 3 to 4 hours a week. So I've been just focused on trying to get this to sound the best it can, and you know, I just hope it appeals to anyone that hears it, and if not, you know, at least I did it, and our fans will appreciate it.
Scissors, the new record from Taproot, is coming out September 29th. Frontman Steven Richards is my guest on the show. Still to come this hour, music from Iron Maiden, Megadeth, the Deathcloth Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll check out a new track from Cataclysm and have more with Mr. Richards right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Taproot guitarist, vocalist Steven Richards with us on the show. Their record Scissors is coming out on September 29th, and Taproot's set at Blue Ridge Rock Festival is going to be your first gig in a few years. How does time away reinvigorate songs that normally get tiresome when performed night after night, year after year?
Honestly, it's kind of crazy. You know, like you said, we've only played maybe like four shows in the last 10 years. We did a welcome, you know, reunion or anniversary, whatever, like random shows like that. But, it's kind of weird. I still have to like relearn, you know, obviously in the back of my head, they're all still there, but we're going to be learning like 30 songs just so we don't play the same set list every night, you know, for people that are coming for multiple shows. So I'm just getting back into the, you know, kind of memories of like what the songs meant to me at the time they did, as well as, you know, like, what the heck was I thinking at the same time too. But you know, as a band, it's going to be cool. Jared, the original drummer, is going to be playing a lot of the shows with us, which would be really nice. Phil's still on board, and then we have a new guitarist, Taylor. He's an amazing dude, and I still have yet to jam with him and or make sure he's playing the right parts as opposed to what I'm playing. But he's in a killer band that you can check out too. They're called Riding with Killers. But he's joining the crew, and we'll just have to get together for a couple days and, you know, kind of laugh at how terrible we are and try to make sure it works out live.
Steven Richards from Taproot with us. Quick break coming up next. We'll play a track off Sleep Token's new record, Take Me Back to Eden, which is out now. We'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with my guest, Taproot frontman Steven Richards. It's Full Metal Jackie. Steven Richards of Taproot is with us on the show this week. And Audrey Ray, a Detroit-based country singer, performs on the new Taproot record, Scissors. Why do her country aesthetics work well with Taproot music?
Honestly, it was a surprise to me. It was kind of an idea. The song, that's another really important song. It's called Love Without You. I wrote that one like way back in 2007 or something like that. We just never put it out for some reason, but obviously it's important to me on this one since I did it on my own. So it's, you know, it wasn't meant to be a duet by any means, but Tim, the guy that produced our last, Tim Padlin, he produced our last couple records, and the guy that let me use his studio for 6 years on and off, he's working with Audrey to like help, you know, promote and get her kickstarted and stuff. So it was kind of a, you know what, I think, you know, maybe some female harmonies would sound really cool. On Our Long Road Home, there was a song called Natural. I'd never, you know, sang alongside a female before, and that one always, it's natural, it always appealed to me, and it was like really cool. And so I asked her to just lay down some ideas, and Tim did some rough scratch tracks, and they ended up being perfect, and it's really cool. The different style, like you said, I mean, it is an acoustic song that I wrote to begin with, but it's not country per se. But the vocal elements and the way that she sings is very different and blends together really cool. It's hard to explain, but she does shorter, breathy things and has a little bit of twang. And then I just have my normal whiny voice, but they go good together.
Steven Richards of Taproot with us. Pick up the Best of B-Sides, which is out, and the seventh studio record, Scissors, is coming out on September 29th. And Steven, anything else you can tell us about upcoming plans for the year for you guys?
Well, like we're doing the Weekend Warrior stuff. We still have, you know, our normal lives. You know, I've got two kids and a wife and a full-time job. So hopefully I can keep my job and work 2 days a week for a couple months. But I think we went from just having the Blue Ridge show to then doing the record release shows in Flint. And then now I think we've got like 18 shows for the rest of the end of the year, just on weekends and stuff. But, you know, a lot of people are really excited, and we are too, just to get back out there. And, you know, a lot of the fans we already just know, you know, we'll recognize them all and still talk and get to catch up. And that's the most important part, you know, to me, is like just getting to connect with the people that understand where I'm coming from and can relate, because I'm a dude that doesn't really have many friends, and I'm kind of reclusive, which, you know, is just my nature. So to actually get to connect with people again is always fun. So that's what I look forward to.
Well, thanks again for being on the show. Looking forward to this new record, and I'm happy you guys are back.
Oh, thank you so much, Jackie. I appreciate it.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.